Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Should you ever do a beta launch for your course? Great question. I love the question that I got today from Debbie on our author call. She asked a great question, and it's common, and I hit it right between the eyes, the issue. She said, Carrie, I'm creating a course. Should I launch it as a beta version for certain people to go through? I said, Debbie, I gotta tell you the truth. I said, I would not do it. I said, a lot of people would disagree with me. In fact, probably 99% of people would disagree with me. But I said, beta launch courses result for one reason: low self-confidence. Low self-confidence. That's why we're scared to launch a course. Although imperfect as it is, we're scared to launch a course and charge people money for it because we think it's going to not be good. We think it's going to stink. We think that, you know what, we don't have enough confidence that's going to work. And so what we do is we basically sabotage ourselves. And here's what I'm talking about. You say, hey guys, I'm creating a course. Does anyone want to go through it for free? First of all, what that basically says is, I don't know if it's good enough yet, and I want you to volunteer your time to go through it. So A, you're going to attract people who aren't vested. Now you might say, what are you talking about, Carrie? My favorite book says, wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart is. When you ask people to go through your course as a beta launch, you're basically saying, I'm not charging you. And as a result, their heart's not in it. So you've basically hardwired your transformation to be non-existent. You've essentially said, you know what, this course isn't worth charging, and therefore it's not worth your time. And because it's not worth your time, you're not going to take it serious. And because you're not going to take it serious, you're not going to invest yourself. And as a result, you're not going to experience transformation, which then you take a low confidence person that doesn't get transformation from their course, and now they think their course stinks. You see what I'm talking about? It's a cycle that is not helpful. Here's what you do. You charge people for your course. You commit to over-deliver. When the course doesn't perform 100% perfect, and it never does, just like no book ever contains zero errors, you basically own it, and you say, hey guys, that module 2 I just created, I missed the boat. And because I missed the boat, I'm going to re-record that segment. And you know what? Because I value your time, I'm going to offer a special Q&A for you, free of value, because you've invested in this course, and I value you and your time, and I want to over-deliver. And so here's what I'm going to do to make it right. Listen, when you do that, you attract people to you. You attract the right type of people. People see that you're honest. People see that you're authentic. People see that you're committed to over-deliver. And that's why you'll be successful. Do not beta launch your course. Beta launching your course says to the world, I'm not confident in my product yet. We didn't beta launch FireRing. We didn't beta launch Author Academy Elite. We didn't beta launch Your Secret Name, Deeper Path, Day Job to Dream Job, The Guild, Ghostwriter Academy. Listen, we have over 15 products that are crushing it. None of them have ever been beta launched because I want to attract people who are in it to win it. I want to create value. I want to over deliver, and I want the right type of people. So folks, if you beta launch your course, you will hardwire your results to not be as transformative. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Thanks, Debbie, for your question. In fact, Debbie, you thanked me for giving you the answer. It was a great question. It truly is. It's probably controversial. What do you think? Do you think you should ever beta launch something? Meaning you give it away for free. And let me know. If you need more help on this topic, charging what you're worth, etc., go to dayjobtodreamjob.com. Get your free book, cover shipping and handling. Get your free masterclass. And what are those things going to lead to? Paid programs. There is a time to give away something free, and that's when you are earning trust with a lead magnet. And then after people experience you, then they can invest in your course. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.